What do you call the stuff on near a corn that hangs out the top?
That's a tassel.
Is this the hairy-like stuff?
Yeah, that's a tassel. We call that the tassel.
And then, did you ever have those vegetables that are yellow with a crooked neck?
Oh, them squash?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, that's something we used to eat a lot, too.
Wow.
And watermelons. My,
yeah.
And marshmallows, we used to have patches. You know, I was just thinking, you know, my golly, when they start out here, Robert, they went high as 8 cents a pound, them watermelons they ship in.
Mm.
And we used to have them fine big watermelons, you know, my dad had come from the north, I learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And us kids would try to make a little money. We'd take them down and hit these stores. We had big fine watermelons in the home down the buggy and horse, you know. They wouldn't even give us 10, 15 cents a piece for them watermelons.
Yeah, everybody raised them.
Yeah, oh man, I tell my wife, they want $2 and $3 for a watermelon. I tell her what we used to try to sell them for. We couldn't even sell them 10, 15 cents a piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last ones I bought in Stillwater were 19 cents a piece. End of the season, I guess. They were Charleston Grays, about that long.
Mm-hmm.
Bought two of them. One was good and the other was sort of mushy.
Yeah, well, that's good. I went up the rodeo Cleo Monday, you know, Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
This little town of Cleo, you know what it is.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they have what's called the Watermelon Festival on Labor Day every year. And they have a pretty good rodeo up there, you know.
Oh.
And, oh, they have a big crowd, just about like Fairview does on Trades Day down here. And they had some awful good roping. There wasn't many guys ever missed on that roping them calves, you know, tying them, you know. And, but their watermelons are the poorest I ever seen them this year. They just haul them up big truckloads, you know. The town of Cleo puts it on free for the people.
Huh.
And I'll tell you, they have guys there cutting them with them big knives, and they put all them watermelons back in the truck. They was overripe. They was ruined. The watermelons this year are no good.
Huh.
My, some years we had the finest watermelons up there. But this drought or something we've had here, and heat or something,
uh-huh.
It's ruined them watermelons.
Did they get them
raped? Yeah, we had to get them right around the seat, clear or something, you know, right east there, it's all black. Oh man, that's a watermelon place.
Oh, up there in the sand.
Yeah, oh. Man, they ship it out with the carloads they used to to New York and Cleo there.
Well, I'll be done.
Ben James was a bar, you know, he shipped them out. Oh, I've got how many carloads he shipped out of there? It's got me 15 carloads. They had, once they told me they had 15,000 acres of watermelons right up in there.
Good hell.
Oh man, they had them a few years back when they had the association. Well, lots of years they couldn't pay for the land 1 year, them watermelons in Spain.
Hmm.
Oh, they really made money on them. They told me when they got to New York, they said if they saved 1/3 of them watermelons, they made plenty of money. They said the way they do that, they have stand in New York, have them pretty girls sell them, you know, they ice them, and they sell them 15.75 cents a slice up there in New York. God, and them guys in New York just buy it fast, they can slice it. 15.75 cents a slice. They said if they got a third of them watermelons left, they get up there, they still make plenty of money.
Boy, I can see how that would be true.
Oh man, said then they have standing on them pretty girls selling them.
Mm-hmm.
They said, man, they just sell them fast, they can slice them. But they've got to breeding these watermelons, and you know, what I call breeding is like Simon, but they get them while they got a tough rind on them, shipping. They call them shipping watermelons. They're doing that purpose. And I got a couple here about a couple weeks ago, 9 miles east here, that's kind of in the Jack Saniel, and he aggregates. And they're good watermelons, but they had a tough rind. See, they're shipping watermelons.
Uh-huh.
And they see that way they can ship them. They've been planting them purpose just for shipping watermelons.
Huh. What were they? Long gray ones?
Yeah, we had some of them big green ones. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They had
black
one
diamond.
Long one. Black diamonds. Oh, black diamonds.
Uh-huh.
They're good watermelons.
Yeah, we've been eating Charleston grays mostly this summer. A couple of rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
Gee, I like those.
Yeah, I do too.
But they don't raise them much anymore. They don't ship as well as some of these others.
Yeah, that's it. All things have changed. My goodness.
Oh, what do you call that part of the corn stalk that's up on top of everything? Has the pollen.
You mean right up on top
uh-huh.
of the whole stalk?
Uh-huh.